What was that?
It was me warming up.
You're doing vocal exercises?
Yes, I am. Is there a problem with that?
Yeah, it's right in my fucking ear hole, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you can hear it.
Well, yes, I can, yeah. Yeah.
When you say trailer, what the fuck? Do you mean trailer for the episode?
Yes. All right, here we go.
Oh, lovely.
I'm nervous. I don't know why I'm nervous for the trailer.
Well, neither do I.
Hello, it's Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks, and this is Staying Relevant.
Sorry, can I just point out, I know I shouldn't do this because you're just doing your thing there, but you're having to read off the paper what our names are.
No, it's because we've written it down.
But you can't do that without reading.
It's easier to read it off a sheet.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me go, let me fly.
Hi guys, welcome to Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks' new podcast, Staying Relevant.
Yes, this podcast is all about our quest for fame. We're going to be superstars. We're even going to be joined by the occasional special guest who has actually achieved just that, superstardom. We're going to find out their secrets to staying relevant in this industry.
And when we say occasional guest, we do mean very, very occasional, because no one wants to fucking do it.
Yeah, that has been a bit of a problem.
Oh, it's been a massive problem.
Yeah, we haven't managed to get many people on. I think it's because you sound too angry with your vocals.
I think it's because no one likes you.
Well, we can agree to disagree, can't we?
Or we can agree that I'm right.
We also have some artwork, which we have drawn up, which took ages and cost an arm and a dong.
I've still not seen it.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to show you right now. It's on the screen.
Are we going to see it now?
Yes, we are. Hooray! Look at that! Look at that! He's got a bevy!
Is that a fucking joke?
What do you mean? Look at that!
Are you fucking winding me up?
What's wrong with that? I thought you'd like it. You got a fag and a bevy. I look so happy to be there.
I look like a melted Wellington boot.
Yeah, but that's how you look in real life.
Why is my face so droopy? What? My whole face is drooping.
That's how you look. You've got a permanent sag on. You're a saggy man. You are quite droopy.
You can't use that, Sam. My whole face is drooping. I look like I'm melting.
Yeah, but you're a metaphor for smoking and drinking. You're a walking caricature. That is how you look to other people, just to let you know, angry and old, but like with character. You have a character face.
No.
Weathered.
I'm
holding a mic.
That can't be actually it. No, there's got to be another one.
That
surely.
Is it.
Surely. Who the fuck? No.
I made him make you older.
Yeah, mate, but you look... Listen, if you actually look at us now, who's the one that looks ill? You look ill today.
Do I?
Mm.
I feel ill.
Yeah, you don't look great.
Do I not?
You look like blotchy.
Really?
A little bit blotchy. Why the fuck do I look like I've just been dug up?
Look at your nose.
Why is my whole nostril that doesn't even look...
Also, you've got like your mouth is pursed downwards. You look like a bit of a Karen. Someone's just gone in front of you at the St. O's queue and you're just a bit pissed off. You can see a lot of forehead wrinkles.
That's
out there.
A fucking liberty. Yeah. That is an absolute liberty.
I've given myself one.
No, you haven't.
In
you
the
haven't
middle
at all.
Of my forehead.
You haven't at all. What you've done there is also, by the way, at what point has your teeth ever looked that good?
It's the veneers, mate.
I'm not happy with that.
I'm ecstatic.
Well, of course you are, because I know exactly what's happened is it wasn't originally probably like that. And then you've gone, oh no, add him older, make him look droopier, make him sag. That's exactly what you've done. Show me the original one, because there is no, you cannot use that.
That is the original one.
That's not the original one.
That is what now is the original one. Beforehand, you're right, we went through three. kept on saying we need, it's not, it's got to be real life, mate. We don't want to lie to the listener.
Okay, if it's got to be real life,
yeah.
Right, if people had to pick out of you and I, who is the better looking one? Who do you think they're going to pick? Based on that, they're going to pick you. All right? Because you look like you're in Westlife. Yeah. That's what you look like. I look like I was in AC/DC in 1980.
Yeah, but you've got a great story to tell. That's what's great about you. That's kind of why we're doing a podcast, because you're an old man who has so many stories locked in your brain. You're the kind of bloke, you know, when you meet a drunk guy at the pub, And like he tells you about the army and like and like what he did in like 1947 and like, you know, and he went through like the revolution and shit. That's you. And that's you come out of that pub and go, my God, that guy's seen the world. That's you. And we're here now ready to give your gift to the listener.
My eyes are too close together.
What have you seen? What have you done?
Fucking raging.
What have you done?
Absolutely raging.
This is Staying Relevant. Hit subscribe or follow wherever you're listening now so you do not miss an episode. Follow us on socials at Staying Relevant Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. Episodes be coming soon. I did that in a pirate voice as well, by the way, as an homage to you, Pete.
But yes, we do need to that.
No, we'll do a vote. We'll do a podcast vote.
I don't think you understand. I have as much right over this as you. I get it. The beer, the fag, yep. But not as saggy. Fuck me.
Your hair's quite wispy as well, which I quite liked.
Oh, you are absolutely joking talking to me about wispy hair.
Ah, what are you talking about?
Sam, yours looks like fucking hay. You're basically a scarecrow. I swear, it's straw. You could snap your hair. I look after my hair.
So do I. I rub mine in coconut oil.
No, you don't.
Is that what you meant to do?
If you don't even know, then you don't do it.
Or do you mask your hair in, Pete?
I use a banana compound.
Insanity Group.